The secret is out. Unfortunately, no $10,000 for the school, but that's okay. There was good news at the end. Why don't we start with how that all wrapped up? We heard that on the show as well, but must be pretty excited by that.
We were, because actually we received $5,000, even though we didn't win the episode. So that's a start for our renovations for our theater.
I want to talk a little bit about theater, because this was a big inspiration for going on Family Feud Canada.
The theater is 1976 vintage, original carpet, original seats. We've tried over years. I've been here 25 years and, you know, get your feet off the seats. Get your feet up. Don't climb over the seats. Go around. They're very old. And they cannibalize the back rows to fix the front rows. And then they would put student chairs in the back rows to try to fill the theater. So our theater is in very, very rough shape. We're blessed to have a theater. Most new schools don't. So we're trying to preserve this beautiful vintagey gift that we have. So this is a huge, yes, it's a huge motivation for everyone to try to raise some money.
Do we know what kind of money it would cost to do the repairs, or have we looked into that yet?
Yeah, it's about a $750,000 project, and our school will be responsible for raising about a third of that, and the district about two-thirds of that. So it does bring a bit of relief that, you know, $10,000 with $250,000, We wouldn't have been able to do it all ourselves anyway, but at least we have a five to get us rolling with that.
Okay.
Yeah. $245,000.
That's right.
So we're really a lot better. We are very much hoping that there are alumni who are listening, and because I keep saying alumni, and then hopefully some doctor, lawyer person will shut us up and give us like a huge donation. Okay. I'd like that.
Are you planning a fundraising campaign? Is that the plan?
Yes, we are. We're hoping, but we don't know exactly what that's going to look like yet. We're thinking we're going to be selling some seats in the theater and having little plaques on them. So I think that's a place that we'll start.
There is a QR link going around. We can hook you up with that for sure if you'd like to post that so you can make a donation online.
What did the show bring for you as the teachers? Obviously, teachers are a big family when it comes to working in a high school together. So I don't know, what can you say about that?
Well, that was part of the problem with the one question about what wouldn't you do in front of your staff, mm-hmm. and you do in front of your friend, because I was thinking, what wouldn't I do in front of the staff? Mm-hmm. Because most of those things we do in front of the staff because they're our friends and they're like our family because we're here so much. You know, being here for so many years and having students come back to teach here, it's definitely a special spot.
Yeah, well, to add to that, though, in terms of just this particular experience, like I think we were all very confident from the start that we were going to make it to Toronto. But at the same time, it was pretty exciting and like a pretty big surprise when we found out we were going. And then we got to spend an awesome weekend in Toronto with each other and also our partners. And like, it was a really, really neat experience to share that time with each other and, you know, strengthen that family bond even more that you're talking about. We had a great time and it was a really neat experience. So I think even though we fully expected to be there, it was still kind of like a bonus to actually get to go and to spend that time together. Was really fun. So.
Yeah, and summer months too, right? Yeah, During summer vacation.
And I didn't know the spouses. I mean, I knew Rebecca, obviously, as a student and as a young teacher. But to be, you know, with her and Mitch, who came here as a student, different side of him. So we were able to see kind of like just a more relaxed, fun side of each other and the spouses. That was kind of cool.
I thought it was really, really neat because even with the members of the team that I've spent more time with, and that would be Rebecca, and I've actually known Linda for, I want to say probably 20 years in our music profession. In fact, we used to play in a swing band together and we were in a vocal ensemble together outside of school. But as far as like Steve and Eric, like, you know people, but our teaching profession is so demanding. Very rarely do we get to spend time together. And when you do, you're not learning about somebody's life, you know, and some fun quirky things and having moments to actually laugh together. And I thought that just, it felt refreshing.
As a high school, you're always obviously want to pump up, be the best high school. You know, my students are the greatest and everything else. And you had the whole community, you know, like I'm doing interviews, Anglophone East had posts, you know, how does that
feel? Government of New
Brunswick. That's right, yes.
That's
shared
over 1,000 times.
How does that feel? How does that, like, you're on the map now,
it's
essentially.
It's weird to have this sudden, like, community. You're not a celebrity because it's not like we climbed a mountain or did anything. Like, we made the show. That's a big deal. Mm. But it's not like we, you know, won the Nobel Prize. So at the end of the day, we just happened to be the tip of the sword. Right. And we had so many people behind us sharing and the posts and whatever. I had a student that I taught over 25 years ago in Port Elgin, lives in Australia. And he said he saw blah, blah, blah. And he says, is that Steve Cormier from Port Elgin? And, you know, we're chatting online. So it's wonderful to know how much that ripple effect, because of course, social media and such, it just goes global. So it's really neat to see the people are happy about the school, and we all very much love the school, so it's neat to see that family resonate no matter where they are. That was very cool.
Yeah, it was neat. I had a dentist appointment after school today, and I walked into the dentist office, and right away they're just like, oh, so big show tonight, we're all excited, you're the big celebrity, you know, like it's funny to be in Moncton. And I've had a couple of people that I don't know that have been like, are you on that show? We saw that. When's that going to be? It's just kind of a funny experience to have that people recognize you because it's been shared so much on
social media.
It's created. Go ahead.
It's created such a really neat community because we go to the market in Moncton every Saturday and I'm standing in line to get my breakfast sandwich and he says, oh, hey, you're going to be on Family Feud. And for the next 20 minutes, the man who made my sandwich and all of the people in line, we had a conversation about Family Feud and about our school. And so I think much greater than the five of us, it's fascinating because it's our entire school, the students, the staff, our families. And like I say, it's almost spread worldwide from if you think about where we know people from, so it's really cool.
I'm hoping that they remember that we were on, but they don't necessarily remember our specific wrong answers. I don't want somebody to say, like, check yourself, that was your answer for what do you not do in front of your staff, check yourself, sorry. Anyway,
but win or not, it seems it doesn't matter because, you know, BMHS it's out there now. You're on Family Feud Canada. That's pretty incredible.
And it's a great springboard for the fundraising. Absolutely. Which is really, right, school pride and that fundraiser. So it's fantastic. Great platform.
Do you think that also helps the students and motivates the students? They're looking at the five teachers on Family Feud Canada and wanting to push for that money for the theater. Do you think that helps the students get them going on that as well?
Yeah, I think, I certainly hope so. I mean, I think we've been right from the start when we filmed as part of our intro video, we had the students involved to do a cheer and to try to show that they're all supporting this cause. And so I think they've been very aware right from the start that's the goal. And hopefully it will. Hopefully it will, as Steve said, be a springboard and give us some real momentum for that.
Community builds family. The family helps with discipline, it helps motivate learning. So if you have a bunch of teachers who love the school and the students see that, they may just keep their hands in their pockets and be cool about it, but they're like, well, they really care and I'll care a little bit too, and then that carries into the classes. So as a group, I would say we don't have a ton of discipline problems because we're so invested. If we say, come on guys, it's different if we say it because they know how much we love the building. And other teachers, if they say it, they're like, well, I don't know how much that teacher cares. But for us, this group, we're all in for McNaughton. And to have that core group, it really resonates within the school and makes it a community. Mm-hmm. So this whole Family Feud thing was a huge community building event. Mm-hmm. It made me really happy to see the theater, you know, with so many people in it. They came to watch a TV show that they could have watched at home, but they came here to watch it together.
I said to Lindsay, because of their reaction and how excited they were, every time we got an answer right, I leaned over and I said, I feel like maybe we could win still, guys. Maybe we can still win. The energy in the room is just palpable. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. And that space really is like the living room, like the family room of a house for our school. That's where we all come together, right? And so we want it to keep being cozy and usable and a place where we can showcase our students' talent with our upcoming Christmas musical. We'll be having a musical this December.
This is the inception of shameless plug within a plug.
It's not really a Christmas musical, but in December we'll be having our musical, first one in quite a few years. So excited to see students on the stage again. And again, another great platform to get people in our theater and see why we're doing this. Yes, we're doing High School Musical this coming December, December 6th through 9th.
So we haven't cast roles yet, so that's still in the works.
We're still in the works. Next week, that'll be fine. So.
I want to be Zac Efron. Why did you look at me? Why did you give me an up-down look when I said I want to be Zac Efron?
Because you can't remember lyrics.
Touche.
Touche.
Touche.